the home of Peri Peri Chicken.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for tradieoke.
Actually, coming up after 7 o'clock, by the way, you know Evie is obviously off Gogglebox. It's our own version, Fifi Box and Evie Jones with Goggle Fox.
Yes.
Where they actually sit down, instead of just watching TV shows and potting TV shows, or praising them.
Yes.
You actually will do the same to our radio show.
I did. We did it to two you two boys.
Wow. Yeah, that's going to be funny, isn't
it? Look forward to that.
A lot of potting, I reckon.
Tradies are playing off for a great prize. The best singer, $250 voucher to spend at Osmosis. Australia's leading surf and street brands are at osmosis.com.au.
Yeah, morning, Joshua from Franger South down in Frankston. You there, bro?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, mate. You're good. A carpenter. What are you going to sing for us today?
I'm going to sing Cheerleader by Omi.
Ooh, wow.
I find myself a cheerleader.
Well, you've got them up and about with your song choice, Josh.
Soft one.
Good luck.
Sweet voice. Let's hear it.
Righto, bro.
Josh.
Take it away.
Do you need me? Do you think I'm pretty? Do I make you feel like cheating? And I'm like, no, not really. Because, oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. Ooh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader.
Well done,
very
Josh.
Good. Very good.
Outstanding work. We'll keep him in mind. Obviously, Fev does judge this. He will ask Evie her opinion, then we'll override her opinion and give it to whoever he thinks.
Not if it's the same. Luke from Langwarrin, good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
Not too bad. You're a carpenter as well.
Sure I am.
Both down the peninsula. Did you know Joshua? No.
Nah.
Nah. What are you going to sing for us this morning?
One Republic, Something I Need.
Oh. I'm glad you thought of that.
I'm a bit worried about Luke here. He couldn't even remember the song.
Tough song.
Oh, great song.
They wrote a lot of big hits, didn't they, One Republic?
Did they? Yeah.
Not one of your faves, Fev?
No, okay. We'll never really know what songs they sing.
I knew that one. Apologise, that was a good song.
Oh, that was a great song.
Okay.
All right, Lukey, take it away, the carpenter from Langwarrin.
All righty. I had a dream the other night about how we only get one life. Woke me up right after two. I stayed awake and stared at you so I wouldn't lose my mind. And I had the week that came from hell. And yes, I know that you could tell, but you're like the net under the ledge. When I go flying off the edge, you go flying off as well. And if you only die once, I want to die with you. You got something I need in this world full of people. There's one killing me, and if we only die once, I want to die with you.
There we go. Thank you. I mean, the first part was almost unrecognizable, but once he got into that chorus.
Yeah, once he got the chorus, he got us on board. And as we spoke to earlier, Joshy and his backup band from Bacchus Marsh. You there, bro? Yes, you're a plumber.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, beautiful. The boys in the background are taking the piss already.
Yeah.
All right, are you going to sing I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston?
Don't sing yet, Josh.
Don't sing yet.
Just so all of you guys know, there's something about Josh's voice. My finger is on the dump button.
Okay.
Just something about him.
Josh should be right.
Okay. All right, here we go.
He respects us.
He's got the
righto,
voice.
Righto, Joshy. Let's go. The boys are in the background. Let's punch it out.
Okay, one, two, three.
Oh, I want to dance with somebody. I want to feel the heat with somebody. Yeah, I want to dance with somebody. With somebody who loves me.
Woo!
Oh, wow.
They worked themselves at the end.
I don't even need to go to Evie. Hey, boys, you win.
That was amazing. I want to dance with them now.
Evie's heading to Bacchus Marsh as we speak. Well done.
How good was that? Josh, that's what we're after.
You nailed it. I thought the boys might misbehave, but they were just outstanding. That was brilliant.
Not the boys from Bacchus Marsh. They're a good bunch down there.
Not the marsh. So well done. The prize is from osmosis.com.au, the leading streetwear and surf brand. Congratulations. $250 for you boys. Well done.
101.9.
The Fox.
The Fox.
This man, well, we thought he'd be home by now.
Yeah, you would have thought.
Husey Tuesday.
Husey is on the line. Where are you?
Guys, I'm still in Bologna in Italy. I'm toughing it out over here. We're averaging probably 33 degrees every day. So when I... Yeah, when I look at Melbourne and the fact that I think we had the coldest day of the year yesterday, I just felt jealous that I'm not there to experience.
I bet you are, mate. Yeah, it's 5 degrees. I bet you are. Now, I've been watching your Insta stories, Husey, and the boy from Warrnambool and his pale skin. I don't think Italy is doing you justice, mate. You're going real red. Each Insta story, you look more drained and you look more tired and more burnt.
Look, I think I'm using the wrong filters on Instagram. I know there was one particular video I put up yesterday, and I just think the light coming into the piazza was just coming off one of those pink sort of bricks they have and coming into my complexion, and really didn't do justice to the beautiful tan that I'm really enjoying right now. So.
What about the car? That little car that. Really boring little car that you were driving.
Yeah, look, I've driven a number of cars. The Lamborghini's one of them. So
whatever. Yeah,
that was. The video of that is disturbing. I was basically whippersnippering the local Italian countryside. I'm way too close to the side of the road.
Obviously, drive pays well if you're cruising around in a Lamborghini. We're in the wrong business, Byron.
Yeah, well, yeah. What are you paying?
Mate, I had no insurance.
No insurance.
I had no insurance.
And you were clipping bushes.
It wasn't my car.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was a $450,000 car. I went over a curb at one point.
Italians.
So it was nerve-wracking.
They're crazy letting you just take their car.
Get insurance. That was stupid.
That's only $450.
Yeah.
That's all right.
You'll be all right.
Right, okay.
It'll be a bit more worth more than that.
Well, the Harriet from SCA said that they've got $10,000. They'd cover the first $10,000. So, yeah.
Hey, don't drop other SCA employees that are over on that junket, mate. It makes us more upset.
That's our parent company. And if they've got 10 grand to cover Husey driving a Lambo, then we should surely be able to ask for 10 grand for whatever we want.
I'm pretty sure.
Hang on, but I didn't use that 10 grand.
It doesn't matter.
It's there to be used. If you didn't use it, then we could use it.
Hey, we were just thinking, by the way, seeing we've got Husey on the line from Bologna in Italy. Everyone, when they go away, Evie, they show off. They seem to spend more time posting on social media than if they were home. We've actually muted Husey's stories now. We've actually muted them, mate.
No, but it's disappointing because what's the point of me being on the other side of the world if I can't make the likes of you guys jealous?
Exactly. I get it. I think that you have a rite of passage. When you go on holiday, you must make everyone at home feel as awful as possible. I get that. Yeah, but we are on the other side right now.
He's achieving it. We thought we'd spin a phoner, Fev, 13 10 60. Call and brag about what you've done here in Melbourne right now. Because everyone's overseas bragging. What did you do, for example, this morning? Look, I got to walk down the beautiful Clarendon Street, guys. Beautiful at 5 in the morning.
Gorgeous.
And magnificent.
Do you know what I did?
Yeah.
Put two bins out.
Yeah.
Then put bags back into bins and then drove to work at 3 degrees.
That's amazing.
So call through.
Awful.
Guess what I did?
What did you do?
I watched guys pick up bins and put them in a truck.
That's great. So call us and brag about what happened locally, Husey. That's what we're going to do here
at home.
I'm
so jealous. I'm going to mute you. You're really just putting me off.
I'm going to Insta-story it.
All of that.
Mate, I even got jealous when Husey was at the beach paying for an umbrella. $5. I'm like, that's bullshit.
Good on you, mate.
€5.
€5.
See you, Husey.
The line's just cut out on him. We'll leave him there. Husey, live from Bologna, Italy. Give us a call right now. Brag about something local.
101.9
The Fox.
The Fox.
Fev, we know Evie off the telly from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, but also from 8 seasons on Gogglebox.
Yeah, when this first started, I was like, this is not going to be a good show. But watching it, I loved it.
Yes.
No, because you think the promos are two people sitting on a couch talking about a TV show, which everyone does in their household every single day.
Yeah, and you'd think, that's stupid. You know, actually, I thought the exact same thing when they asked us to be on it. I was like, that is not going to work.
How many Logies later?
3.
Yeah, it's
and
a great
two more
show.
Nominations.
How do they find people? I'm curious. How do you find someone? Like, how did they find you to sit down and watch
Ours
television?
It was a very boring find. My friend was editing or producing the Blake Garvey Bachelor season. Oh, yeah. So he got the internal.
He was a winner.
But I remember Lee and Keith, they got found at a food court arguing. She's telling him off. Anastasia sells nuts at the Queen Vic Markets.
Yes. They just go up to people on the street because I've had friends that have been approached and they said, oh, have you got a friend? Would you like? And they had to go in for a little pilot.
You do a Skype interview.
Wow.
Audition.
To see
and they just show you things.
All right.
It's just pictures of things. So I remember there was an elephant doing something and I was like, whoa. And obviously it was quite interesting. Whatever I
So you sat there with your good friend Angie the Kent. Bachelorette.
I look at us now.
I know you're humming. She's a bachelorette and you're on the number one station in Australia.
No one knew we had legs. And now we are walking.
So you took away Angie and put in Fifi.
Yeah, no, it's all worked out well. But we thought we would jump on the back of your success, to be honest, Evie, and we've created a different version called Goggle Fox here at the Fox with you and
Fifi. I like
Fifi.
What you did there.
Fifi Box, Goggle Fox with the box.
I miss my Angie so much. So Fifi last week let me sit down on the couch with her. And
imagine what they would have spoken.
How does Goggle Fox work though compared to Goggle Box?
It doesn't work any differently. Right. We just watch things and we talk about them. But the things we were watching were the little difference.
Right.
They were just you two boys.
Did you have any snacks?
We did. We had Tim Tams. We had My Heroine, which is cheese and bacon balls.
Okay.
And we had Coke.
All right, well, that's
cola.
All.
Cola.
Very lively.
Glad you put cola at the end of it.
Now you can watch, Goggle, the first ever episode and maybe the last ever episode of Goggle Fox is on our Instagram and Facebook right now, Fifi Fev Byron.
Yes.
So you sat in front of bits of our radio show and made comments. So what did you cover off on?
Well, we looked at quite a few things. There was a bit of nudity.
Yes.
Which I wasn't expecting.
Nice.
My eyes did bleed a little bit.
Hey, whoa.
No, look. It was lovely. I'm a single woman, throw a dog
like
a bone.
Mm. Was that our nude tobogganing?
It was.
Right.
Yeah. But I was a little bit disappointed with that because
I look good and Byron looked
good. Byron was wearing a G-string.
Yeah, oh, come on.
A paper G-string and I couldn't quite understand why.
Do you want me to tell you why?
No,
hilarious.
Let's not. Yeah. There was also a hilarious prank played on Fev, Fifi did let me know. He doesn't like to be pranked very often, but get him on this one. Callum Scott, Tradioki.
Oh, yeah, that was real funny.
So you looked
that
at that.
That was very good.
That was a good prank.
And then there was one that I never quite really knew how to take or what I was about to see.
Okay.
Or anything. But look, let me just give you a bit of audio and everyone can go and look for themselves.
All right, here we go.
He really commits to an idea. Even when he says something that I think it's a joke, the next minute he's doing it. Like when he got a vasectomy.
What? I'm not going to see this.
I think you see.
Snip Club?
Snip Club. He and all
of them. Are they all getting done?
They're all doing it together.
Your president, Brendan Burke.
Eyes off chops.
He's totally off his head. Oh. I think he'd have a vasectomy every day if he could have the green pen every day.
Who needs cheese and bacon
balls? I know.
There we go. Feb Snip Club made it onto Goggle Fox. How about that?
Green whistle.
It was. Oh, who doesn't love a green whistle?
Oh, no.
You know, in the dog world, when the green needle is not a good thing.
Oh, really?
That means bye bye.
Okay.
Oh.
Anyway, have a watch.
Thank God it's something different in humans.
Have a look. Yes, we wouldn't have Feb. Goggle Fox is where you want to go. Fifi Fev Byron on Instagram.
Is that it?
To watch it. Yeah, well, it's all on Instagram. Go and watch it.
Go watch it.
101.9 The Fox.
Evie Jones is filling in for Fief. Actually, this is a topic quite close to Fief's heart. Spoilers.
Spoilers. Yes. Fans are very mad. They're very mad at Tom Holland. Do you know who Tom Holland is?
Is that Brody Holland's dad?
No, yes, it is. Tom Holland, I think he's 12, so he can't be anyone's dad. But he looks 12.
He's
anyway,
Spider-Man, right?
People, fans are not happy. He has spoiled Endgame.
Oh, wow.
Which
is that a movie?
2 months old. It's a 2 month old movie. Okay, so
he gave everyone the end game.
Notorious spoiler man Tom Holland is copping a bit of heat online after he spoiled the ending of Avengers Endgame.
Yeah, you can't do that.
That ginormous film that came out a whole 2 months ago.
Yeah, but
well,
two
what
months.
You went and watched, didn't you?
No,
he wrecked it for you.
Well, he wrecked. How did he? So how's he wrecked
he
it?
He wrecked it by being on the Graham Norton show. He explained the film is a direct. Oh. Just before I read this quote, can I just put a disclaimer? I'm about to do the spoiler.
Oh, no. God. No. We've got rules.
We don't want to do
Our show, we can't do that.
We don't That's do spoilers.
Rule.
I'm just quoting what he said.
She still gets upset because she's never watched Lost, so we can't even talk about that.
Right.
Well, that was just a dream.
Yeah, this, I said they're still lost to her, and she's like, "Nah, we can't talk about Game of Thrones."
Well, this is all actually awkward because also now he's revealed the end of Endgame on Graham Norton. The trailer for Spider-Man, the new Spider-Man, spoils the end of Avengers. Which actually gives away the end of Avengers.
Really?
Which is what he's done.
But that's eight. That's not. Where do we stand? I don't think 8 weeks is enough time to give people.
Look, I'm telling you what it is. No, I'm not. Yes, I am. I'm telling you.
I don't agree with spoilers, but you should go watch
the movie. If you don't
want
to hear what the spoiler is, turn the radio off just for the next 5 seconds.
All right.
It's...
I don't want to know.
The death of Tony Stark.
Oh, you said it.
I said it. Okay, come back now. Come back. Are you back?
No, they won't. They've already turned it off.
They've turned it off.
No, they're back. I said 5 seconds, and 5 seconds is done.
But then someone else might have been doing gold in that five seconds, and they're going to stay there.
Yeah, some other show might have been saying something hilarious.
All of a sudden, their TCLs and their cumes have gone through
the roof. They are back.
They're not the terms.
To his credit, though, he did apologise, Tom Holland. Not without throwing
Mate,
a little
I've
bit of shade.
I've done a lot of stupid things in my life, and then I apologise. Yeah. It doesn't make it any better.
Well, that's what Christians do. You do bad things, and then you ask for repentance.
Yeah, sure.
He did throw a little bit of shade while he was apologising. Sorry if anyone hasn't seen the film. If you haven't, then you're living under a rock.
Well, hang on. We all have busy lives. We're not living at Village Cinemas.
Are you sure?
Well, 8 weeks is... People are busy.
That's 2 months.
Byron, for you, you've got no leg to stand on.
You should
finish here at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Good point.
And you have all day.
Yeah. I've even got one of those gold cards. I can watch movies for free all I want. Yeah,
whatever happened to the pirates?
Don't tell Evie that because then she'll probably not want
Yeah, sorry, can shit. I have
No, they don't exist.
It's a VIP card.
I miss the pirates of the internet. I used to download everything illegally. And that is gone.
It's called Pirate Bay.
It's gone.
Yeah, that was my favourite download.
Me too.
Yeah, I used to do it
Can't
all the time.
Can't do it in this country anymore. Yeah.
Really?
Can
Nanny
we
state.
Decide, can. Guys, in the absence, because let's just recap. This is Fifi Boxer's position on spoilers. Here we go.
I hate spoilers more than anyone. Mm-hmm. And I'm a big... I still haven't watched the final series of Lost.
They're still lost.
No, don't. Well, no, don't. I'll eventually
don't
watch
Don't spoil that.
I'll eventually watch the final series. But I'll never spoil anything for anyone.
Let's open the phones because Lost was 9 years ago. That was 2010. What are the rules? Come on, give us a call. What are the rules for spoilers in terms of time frame? According to Fev, you could never spoil anything ever.
Ever. Until she's watched it. They're the rules. Well, you can give us a spoiler. Does The Bachelorette, your friend Angie, she found love?
I can't say.
Oh, you then just gave away the Avengers.
All right, I'll say. Get it.
101.9 The Fox.
Here is Fifi Boxer's official position on spoilers.
I hate spoilers more than anyone. Mm-hmm. And I'm a big... I still haven't watched the final series of Lost.
They're still lost.
No, don't. Well, no, don't. I'll eventually
don't
watch
spoil that.
I'll eventually watch the final series. But I'll never spoil anything for anyone.
Right, so Fief believes, and I don't know if this is realistic, guys, you just can never spoil anything ever. Now spoilers are in the news today, Evie.
Yes. Tom Holland has spoiled the end of Endgame. It's the end of Endgame.
Did you say like a Stark? Is that like the...
Tony Stark.
Careful, don't say it again. Now,
is
listen.
Game of Thrones style?
A guy from Game of Thrones is dead in Endgame. I've
Earlier,
spoiled it.
Evie spoiled it again for our audience.
Yeah,
about 5 minutes ago.
As we said, we have a rule, Evie, and if Fee was listening, which she won't be, she would be horrified that we're even talking about this. Nathan from Mill Park, good morning, bro.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Not too
good.
Bad. What's your
you?
Theory on this?
Tell me.
Look, well, I sort of agree. The Russo brothers already come out and said in May that Endgame spoilers are fair game.
Yeah, so Endgame is fair game, I guess, because if you spoil the end of Endgame in the trailer for Spider-Man, then so according to Marvel, spoil away.
Yeah, well, the Russo brothers actually said they're going to drop that spoiler ban on May 6. They officially said the spoiler ban will be dropped, so you can spoil away.
Right,
well, so everyone had fair warning.
I think it just depends on what you like, I suppose. I don't care about Marvel, so I don't.
No.
All of it's just like I'm sitting in an Indonesian class back in year 11. Made no sense. Absolutely no sense.
No, exactly.
Can you remember a single word?
Slum up buggy.
There
we go. Yes. Me too. Yeah. See, you know what? It did make sense to us, didn't it?
That's just hello.
I love that we learned Indonesian.
All right, thanks, Nathan. So there's
Alexia!
One theory there.
Hello?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you guys?
Not too bad.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Well,
I actually work at the cinemas and Endgame doesn't play anymore, so it's fair game.
Oh, thank you. Wow. It is. If it's played and it's done, you know, people spoil things after they watch it for the first weekend.
Okay. Now, that might not be a bad compromise. So once it's out of the cinemas and onto the streaming services, then it's fair game.
Hey, that might be okay.
Bay. Alexa, do you stand there when you're getting people's tickets and go, oh, he dies at the end?
I didn't watch it for like the first month. So.
No, but just like any movie.
Of course
just,
she doesn't.
Oh, mate, that'd be the baby on your last day and they're going in to watch some and they've been waiting for like months to watch your show. Oh, well, the guy dies at the end.
You've got a couple of three-year-olds coming in to watch a new Winnie the Pooh movie and you're like, you know he's got no pants on, right?
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Now, Evie, big news around Australia the last couple of days has been Israel Folau and his GoFundMe page saga. So, if you're not across this, he's launched a GoFundMe page account and hoped to raise $3 million to fight his legal battle. Within a few days, it raised over $750,000, which absolutely grated me, and a lot of people around Australia. But anyway, we'll move that aside because I don't think it's worth talking about Israel Folau. And the best thing that GoFundMe did was to axe it and they let it down.
Good on
and I thought last night when we were talking on our WhatsApp, let's do something today for GoFundMe and find someone on there that needs money, that needs to be money donated because they're going through horrific times.
So someone that's already got a GoFundMe?
Got a GoFundMe page.
That's a great idea.
So we found a GoFundMe page and it's for a little girl named Indy. And she's currently got $2,290 and their goal is $20,000. Indy's a beautiful six-year-old girl who's fighting a terminal disease. And she's in a wheelchair and she's unable to walk, talk, and has struggle eating. And they need to get a new car, a modified car, to be able to transport her everywhere. So we've got on the line now is Beck, Indy's mum from Seaford. Good morning, Beck.
Hi, Beck.
Morning. How are you going?
Good.
We're good. And Beck's a single mum, hasn't got that much money, and we need to try to get this GoFundMe page to raise a lot of money. Can you tell us a little bit about young Indy?
Yeah, so she was born normal, but then around 2 years old, she started regressing and stopped talking, walking, can't eat anymore. So over the years, she got worse. She's now unable to do anything for herself. She's legally blind, has a little bit of hearing loss and is eventually, it will take her life, but she's doing really well at the moment. So,
What's it called? What has she got?
It's called infantile neuroaxonal dystrophy. And then she's also got severe hip dysplasia. So she doesn't have one of her hip sockets, which is painful for her, and she's also got severe scoliosis as well. So
this is what GoFundMe is for. This is not for Israel Folau to raise money for his legal costs. This is what GoFundMe is for, to help people like Beck, surely.
That's exactly right. And how long have you had the page up for, Beck?
This one, we've been raising money for about a year now. An amazing girl did just shave her head for Indy to raise money to help us buy this car. So, it's been a bit of a struggle, but super grateful for
Okay, Beck, now we're going to give a big shout out to Melbourne. Melbourne, we love giving, we love helping out people in need. So we're going to start, jump on your existing GoFundMe page. Yeah. Byron, you've got all the details there.
This is how we can do it. And a $5 donation, $2, $20. This actually helps, right?
$1,000 from Fev, $5 thank you, from Brendan. Others, whatever you can afford.
Here's how you do it. You go to Fifi Fev Byron on Instagram.
Yep.
You just click on our story and there's just a simple swipe up. It'll take you straight there. Everyone's on Instagram. We've got 100,000 on Instagram. Fifi Fev Byron, go there right now. It's our Insta story. It's a simple swipe up. It'll take you straight to Beck's GoFundMe page. We met Beck at Fifi's baby shower.
Yeah, she was at the single mum baby shower.
And Beck's fantastic. We can do this. Yeah. And this is how we should be steering.
This is what Melbourne's good at. Yeah.
And Beck, you need this for little Indy to get her around. So we're going to try get to that $20,000 goal today. Come on, Melbourne. Dig deep. Get to the GoFundMe page. We're going to put it all our accounts.
Wow.
And we'll see how we go.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Evie Jones doing a great job sitting in for Fife. Fife, obviously, the morning sickness, it's been a tough few, well, it's been a tough pregnancy for Fife. And that's why, Fev, we've really been very understanding throughout Fife's pregnancy on the show.
Yeah, we've been great friends. We've been there every step of the way. We've been there for, support. And as you know, when a females are pregnant, their hormones go through the roof. So we're so understanding. We thought we'd just try and make her cry every week.
So kind.
Yeah.
And we put so much effort into it.
We did.
Fev and I, that we even have our own show, sort of segment opener for it.
Oh.
Just to really emphasise that we're trying to make her cry.
It happened when we got Sam Heughan. And when she read out that back to school poem, we're going to try something different. Now it's time to find out if Eve cries.
Oh, that is so good. I love Leon's voice.
Yeah, it's Leon's just great.
I'm really upset. The only thing I'm upset about is didn't it get Peter Andre in that one? But
he normally has a Peter Andre reference into his song.
I had a go and I thought I'll be able to get Fee real quick. So I just pulled at the heartstrings and I called up little Trixie. And got her to record a little message for little Boxy.
Gee, I reckon Fief cried within 2 seconds.
Yeah, gave myself three, so I underestimated myself.
Here we go.
Yeah, yeah. Here we go. Good luck, Boxy.
Do I have to close my eyes?
No. Just embrace
it. Okay.
I love you, Bobby. I like it how you cuddle me.
Got it!
That was so quick.
Actually, when you hear it back, there's something weird celebrating when someone's crying. It's not quite
weird.
Right.
So mean.
What about this one? So we often will wheel in a laptop and Fief can watch a video. We've brought in a scene from the classic Disney film Dumbo. This got Fief pretty quickly as well.
You have to get her out of chains. She has to be with her child. And there's music. I can now just hear a beautiful song.
Very, very touching. Oh. Even cartoons got her.
Oh.
And then I thought I'd go outside the box. And I thought, because Fee's not interested in sport. And we often chat about sport a lot. And we did it this morning and you sort of tuned out.
You tuned right out.
What was it? That was
yeah, exactly. So I love Liverpool and they sing a song called You'll Never Walk Alone. It's about a disaster that happened where 96 fans lost their lives. And I thought to myself, it's just a beautiful song. It was played at the MCG when Liverpool were here in front of 100,000 people and it just really gets me. But just wait to the end.
Oh, this was really awkward.
It was really
very
awkward.
Very unfortunate.
There's no audible crying, but you can see she's right on the brink.
Here we go, Boxy.
She's
that
close.
Here it's going to come. Here it's going to come.
She's bawling. She's bawling her eyes out. Yep. Oh, that just felt wrong,
it's
though.
Beautiful.
Something about that didn't.
It's really beautiful.
It's really beautiful.
I got her, and it was to do with sport.
Oh God, with her. It's also got played at my grandma's funeral.
Oh, sorry.
Whoopsie.
That felt awful. We didn't know that. Just so if anyone's, we did not know that.
Of course not. The best part of that was Fev going, I got her.
Yeah, I was so wrapped. Then she told me it was at the funeral. I was like, but the best one, because it wasn't either Byron or I, it was Leon. And it was the first ever attempt. He thought, I'm going to start this game and I'm going to get Fifi to cry. So he thought he'd get in some guide dog puppies. And little did he know.
Like cute puppies, like in person, bring them in.
Just little cute puppies, because everyone loves a cute puppy.
Yeah. Leon, guide dog puppies.
I don't think Leon realised that they're the size of donkeys.
Well, that's not a puppy.
They were fully grown.
That's a dog.
Yeah, One of them was on its last legs.
Yeah. This was an epic fail.
Let's have a listen.
They've got little guide dogs.
Beautiful. How are you feeling about that?
They're bouncers babies.
In my pen. They're beautiful. Yes, I'm overwhelmed. I haven't cried yet. That doesn't mean that I don't love guide dogs, and these are beautiful puppies.
Told you she wouldn't cry.
She's not crying, mate.
We have to try something next time.
She's laughing. She was doing a lot of laughing.
They were literally ponies. Damien Oliver wrote them in.
101.9 The Fox.
It's cold outside.
I'm missing it.
Winter is coming.
It's just my favourite time of the year.
Fifi, Feb and Byron want to tell you a story. But are they lying?
Fifi, Feb and Byron's a call. Boo.
Cool party.
Who you trying to fool?
And this winter, Evie Jones is going to come up to Buller with us because Fief has obviously got a little bit on right now. So Evie's got the pleasure of joining us. It's always such a great trip to Mount Buller and we are giving away trips to join us. I Call Buller is the game we play, Fev.
Yes, it is. It's where Evie or I will tell a story, whether it's a true story or it's a Buller story. And if you guess the right, we've got Sarah from Frankston who will be playing along today. Good morning, Sarah.
Morning, how are you?
I'm not too bad. Are you a snowboarder, a skier? Do you've been in the snow before?
I give snowboarding a red hot crack, but I probably wouldn't call myself a snowboarder.
Oh, that's good. You can be hitting the slopes at Mount Buller. If you guess whether Evie is telling a porky or telling the truth. And Jamie from Dandenong South, good morning, Jamie.
Hi, how are you going?
Good. You have to do nothing. You're Stephen Babber. You just sit back, relax, and hopefully Sarah gets it wrong.
Awesome.
Yep. Easy job.
Relax.
Easy job.
Relax, right. Jamie.
Now, this would be good because now yesterday Fev told a great story. We believed him, although once we picked apart the story, he said he was part of the Narre Warren ski team.
Hallam High.
Hallam High.
So your memory's in your college. Ski team.
How poor he was.
Yes. And we used to travel up to Mount Buller on the weekends, and I made the national. I made the district ski team down there at Casey.
And we believed it. Everyone believed it. And it was absolute bull.
Go, Evie. Hey, your
this
turn.
Is my story. It's true. or not. When I was in the second grade, I got called out, told to go and stand outside for talking, and I hadn't been doing the talking. The kid next to me, Scott, had been doing the talking, and the teacher said, no, I said, you get out. And I was so humiliated and angry that I went outside and I got Scott's bag and I hid it. And then the next day, the principal came into the classroom with two police officers and said, Timothy's bag's gone missing. I'd got the wrong bag. And, one more thing. They had Scott. They blamed him because he was always the naughty kid. And I let him get away. I let them blame him.
That's, how could a child be so evil? I don't know if that's believable. I mean, that's horrible.
Well, Scott's got no friends.
Scott's in jail now.
Not as funny.
That with that little twist, I reckon that you're talking a buller.
But that's your game. You're not the contestant.
That's up to me. And we'll go to Sarah. Says, do you think Evie Jones, as a little grade twoer, would do something so naughty?
I don't know. I reckon it sounds so impossible that it might be possible. I don't know.
Well, lock it in. Do you think it's true?
I'm going to call true.
You're going to... Well, you would be right.
Hey, Sarah, you're off to the snow.
Coming to the snow.
That's awesome.
With the evil Evie.
Jamie, well played.
thank you.
Sorry, Jamie.
Yeah, try again.
I like to unpack that, though.
I tell you what.
I need to unpack that.
If we played this game as some sort of entry interview, you wouldn't have got the job filling in for Thief.
Never.
Who even are you?
I wouldn't get a job anywhere.
Okay, so we'll play again tomorrow.
Poor Tom.
It is a great prize. We want you to join us at Mount Buller.
101.9 The Fox.
Thief obviously not here. Evie filling in. And, gee, it's been an interesting, almost 9 months now with Thief, hasn't it, Fev?
Yeah, it has. It's been a long 9 months, especially for Fee, I suppose, being pregnant. But we've been on the journey with Thief every morning. She comes in. She's been very sick, Evie.
Yeah.
And she's been unable to, like, drink water and eat all the good stuff that you're supposed to eat. She's sort of gone down the road of Cocoa Pops.
Yeah.
Coke.
Tim Tams,
chocolate Cheetos, cheese and bacon balls.
The diet has been unbelievable.
But it's been a fun journey.
Yeah, it's also, look, baby brain is a common thing that happens.
It is.
A lot. There's been a lot of baby.
As well, the baby. It lasts up to for like 2-3 years.
I've had baby brain all my life without having a baby. Yeah. It's been amazing.
It probably wouldn't be fair to play a montage of all the times that she's stuffed up.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
See how the Cocoa Pop's going?
Good. I'm about to have a bowl.
She just called on popcorn. So.
I said, I need to. I think I'm going to run in out of my popcorn, but it's not. It's Cocoa Pops.
Popcorn.
A baby brain. Call Flight Centre now on 131 300. Oh, no.
131 600. That's 131 600.
Baby brain. James from Cranbourne. Hey, James.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
I said your name in a very peculiar way. Leon knows something. Leon. Sorry, I can't speak today. Yum.
She's
it's
ready
a
to
coffee
go.
Scroll with butter and heat it up in the microphone for just 10 seconds.
Microphone or microwave?
Baby brain.
Let's go. Come on, Beck. Come on. Do it for us, Beck.
Okay. I'll try my hardest.
Here we go. 13, 10, what?
10, 60.
That's the phone number should you ever want to play.
Hey, Beck.
Baby
sorry.
Brain.
Doesn't even know the phone number of the bloody place.
She knows what it's called. Baby brain.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox.
Now, Fev, just a quick recap, because GoFundMe, we had pushed an existing GoFundMe charity push that we thought was far more useful than Izzy Folau's attempt at using GoFundMe.
Yes, and he raised $750,000 in a couple of days. But we found a beautiful mum called Beck from Seaford, whose little girl, Indy, has a terminal disease, and they'd raised $2,200 in about a year. That's been on the GoFundMe page. They need a car, which is about $20,000, to be able to transport little Evie around, because obviously she can't walk. She can't, no use of her arm. So we've doubled that already. So we're up nearly $5,500.
That's about half an hour.
Which is great. So head to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, Fifi of Evan Byron, also Instagram, Evie's Instagram, yep. Byron Cook with an E on the end's Instagram page, and mine. Just swipe up, little donations, that's all you need. $5, $10, which has been great. Melbourne, let's get young Beck and her family this well-deserved car that they need. $20,000 is a goal, and we're going to get there.
We're going to get it. We're going to get there. Well,
and we'll probably solicit throughout the day.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's push
on.
GoFundMe's about
and
community.
We'll give an update.
So is the Fox is about community.
That's
it's
all about
Melbourne.
It's all about
what
Melbourne.
We're all about.
So this is what GoFundMe is supposed to be for, and let's show Australia what we can do.
What absolutely. We can do.
The home of Peri Peri Chicken.